Repair. Our family helping your family.
The forecast from WRCO for today looks like a nice fall day. Temperatures in the low 70s. Friday night clear and crisp and a low of 43. Saturday partly cloudy and windy with warmer temperatures. A good chance of showers overnight and a high of 80. Sunday partly sunny, blustery and cooler with a high of 66 degrees. Maybe some patchy frost early Monday morning, otherwise mostly sunny and nice, and 68 degrees. Right now in Richland Center with a little bit of rain out there, 4/100ths of an inch of rain. That came early in the morning. We have a light breeze from the west at a couple of miles per hour, and it is 50 degrees here in Richland Center.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Well, some technical difficulties with our ABC News update. We'll get into regular programming now from WRCO as we open up the day. Today is Friday, October 4th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Standing in my Savior's shadow, He is watching over me. I feel the rain, I hear the thunder as He cries for me. And standing in my Savior's shadow, grace will lead to where I'm free. I take His hand, we walk together, and His light shines on me. Though the devil tried to break me, my sweet Jesus won't forsake me. When I'm in my Savior's shadow, where I'm supposed to be, I'm standing Savior's shadow, following His footsteps there. Every mountain, every ocean, He hears my every prayer. Though the devil tried to break me, my sweet Jesus won't forsake me. When I'm in my Savior's shadow, where I'm supposed to be. Mm-hmm.
Blake Shelton, as we start the day in a positive way, as always here on the Light in the Milk House Show. Good morning, friends. Phil Nee with you. It's a brand new day. We have lots of good things going on in the community this weekend, and lots of sunshine, some good temps for this time of year. And yeah, even though the Brewers lost last night, disappointment, like somebody punched me in the gut when Alonso hit the home run last night to put the Mets ahead. But you know what? It's entertainment, and today's a new day, and we put that behind us. Even though the Brewers had a really good season and everything, it just kind of, wow, leaves a sour taste in your mouth. But, oh, well, that's the way it goes, huh? That's why they play the game. We'll have sports in just a little bit. Plus, it is already the seventh week of the high school football season. Let's start the chores. Here's Mo Bandy.
There's a young girl that I know. She just turned 21. She comes from down in southern Colorado. I just got out of the service and I'm looking for my fun. Someday soon she'll go with me. Someday soon her parents cannot stand me, 'cause I work the rodeo. They say that he's the kind to leave you crying, but I know she'll follow me down any road I go. Someday soon, going with me. Someday soon. But it's 'cause he was just as wild back in his early days. So blow you old blue northern, blow me on my way. I'm driving back from California. I love those dang old rodeos as much as I love her. Someday soon, going with me. Someday soon. And when I visit her, her pa ain't got one good word to say. But it's 'cause he was just as wild back in his early days. I'm driving back from California. I love those dang old rodeos as much as I love her. Someday soon, going with me. Someday soon. Someday soon, going with me. Someday soon.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
If I talk too much, just tell me, I'll be silent. If I'm holding on too tight, I'll turn you loose. If it means my pride goes begging on my knees, I'll do that too. I'll do anything it takes to stay with you.
Shepherd on WRCO, I'll do anything it takes. Hey, thanks for joining us today for the Old Light in the Milk House show. Today on a Friday morning, I remind you, Simon's Recreation Complex has its open house this weekend, all weekend long, featuring free stuff. And the hours today from 6 until 8, tomorrow 8 until 12:30, and Sunday 1 until 4. Wheels of Time will get underway with its truck and tractor show today. Antique tractors, trucks, and semis. They'll also have a truck ride today. Look for them driving through the countryside today. The event is free, and it is open to everyone from 8 until 6 daily. Stop by when you're at Oakwood Fruit Farm this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days and enjoy a brat. The Wisconsin Vietnam Vets Chapter 7 having the stand today from 10 until 2 and throughout this weekend. Proceeds going toward veteran care packages and for high school scholarships. Those reminders from our community calendar today.
Ravish and Ruby. She's been around for a while, ravishing Ruby. She was a truck stop child, born in the back of a rig, somewhere near L.A. Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby, believe anything you say. Just like her daddy said, said he'd be back someday. She was just 14. She grew up wild and free. And all the time she's been waiting on him, she's been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Smiling Jack, that was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby, a beautiful young girl now. Ravishing Ruby, she made a solemn vow. To see him, she wants to touch him, either way, dead or alive. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you.
I'm sure Ruby's still ravishing after all these years. 5:15 the time on this Friday morning get together after a little bit of light rain in the night. Not enough, but you know, it was something anyway. 4/100ths of an inch of rain here at the WRCO studios. It is currently 50 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in high school volleyball, it was Ithaca with a sweep over Weston, and Cuba City swept Riverdale. It was Darlington getting the sweep against Boscobel. Seneca 3-0 over North Crawford last night. Royal 3-1 over New Lisbon. Hillsboro 3-0 over Waniwak Center. High school spiker action last night. And in soccer action, River Valley was a winner against Wisconsin Heights Barneveld, 3-0. The Brewers couldn't have set things up any better for themselves as they headed into the ninth inning of the deciding game in their National League wildcard series. They owned a 2-0 lead over the Mets. They had retired 12 consecutive Mets batters, and they had two-time NL reliever of the year Devin Williams coming out of the bullpen. Then everything fell apart in stunningly swift fashion. Williams gave up 4 runs in the ninth inning of a 4-2 loss that ended the Brewers' season. He had allowed just 3 runs all year before Thursday. Sad notes from the NFL. That was a good game. Atlanta got by Tampa Bay 36-30 in overtime. And from the NHL, that season underway, Los Angeles 4-1 over Boston, Pittsburgh 3, Columbus 1, Toronto 2-0 over Detroit, Philadelphia 5, New Jersey 4, St. Louis 1 in overtime over Dallas 4-3, Colorado 3-1 over Vegas. The Packers get ready to take on the Rams. The Packers' high-powered offense goes against the Rams' reeling defense. The Packers couldn't pull off a comeback against the Vikings Sunday at home. The Rams were done in the red zone by the Chicago Bears last week. The game comes up. Remember, it's a later in the day kickoff on Sunday, pregame time 1 o'clock on FM 100.9, and that means kickoff time is around 3:25 Sunday afternoon. This update is sponsored by the WRCO's Sports Boosters.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
All right, kids. It's time to shake off the post-brewer blues and get on with the day here. And spin for you the aerobic polka.
Sweet wine, what pleasure that it was. I never had the kind. It brought new life to me, some joy and gratitude. I shared my joy with friends and changed my attitude. Oh, the strawberry raspberry, good wine that I drank. There are friends gather round, laugh and I don't think. Oh, the strawberry raspberry, good wine that I drank. There are friends gather round, laugh and I don't think. The sky with charm and grace was she. I asked her for a dance, she accepted gracefully. Only she had the joy, asked it for a time, and she asked of me to taste the fruit of wine. Oh, the strawberry raspberry, the wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round, let off the night and thank. Oh, the strawberry raspberry, the wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round.
Thank you, Richie Yurkovich and the band live, the Strawberry and Raspberry Polka here on the Light in the Milk House show. We hope you're having a good morning. 5:23 the time. We're just ahead of farm news and markets time here on WRCO Radio. And then we'll take it on with more regular features. Lots of busy stuff going on today. We'll be at the Richland Center Homecoming Parade this afternoon. That'll be in Richland Center downtown around 3 o'clock this afternoon. And it should be phenomenal weather for it. Today's forecast, some clouds early, then sunny, a high of 70. Tonight, mainly clear and chilly, a low of 42. Partly cloudy, breezy and turning unusually warm for October. Tomorrow, a high of 80. And Sunday, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy and cooler, and a high of 65. Right now, 50 degrees.
Oh, Susanna, don't you weep for me. I'm on the road, but I'm returning. No, Susanna, don't you weep for me. While I'm gone, just keep the fire burning.
Better put the coffee on. In an hour it'll dawn and I'll have to leave. But before I do, let me have a look at you. While you're lying there with the light on your hair like a halo. Gotta hit the road. Susanna, you always know when the time runs out.
mountain air when the sun goes down. But I hope before long I'll be nice and warm when I'm lying in your arms on an Alabama Sunday morning. Oh, Susanna, don't you weep for me. I'm on the road, but I'm returning. No, Susanna, don't you weep for me. While I'm gone, just keep the fire burning.
Lodi's own Tom Wopat on WRCO. He had some country hits in the 1980s. Thank you for joining us today. The Farm News and Market Report is next.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 in the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Sergeant Barry Sadler on WRCO, FM 100.9 in Richland Center, the Light in the Milk Cow Show. It's 50 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aterers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aterers in Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aters can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aters still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aters, your great big store with small town smiles.
Hurricane Helene devastations. Good morning. I'm Erin Anderson with Ag News on Brownfield, brought to you by Pioneer. Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvest will never be the same. Enter a new era of performance at pioneer.com/new era. The CEO of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association says Hurricane Helene has had a historical impact across 7 southeastern states. Jim Matheson says around 500,000 cooperative members remain without power.
We've never seen something like this in some of our service territories. I always like to point out electric cooperatives serve the most remote, hardest to serve areas in the country.
Thomas Golden, CEO of North Carolina's Energy United, says much of the true extent of damage is still not known.
This is not just a matter of power outages. It's about lives turned upside down. Some of our hardest hit areas are not dealing with a simple fix. They're facing a complete rebuild of their electrical infrastructure, their roads, and even their daily lives.
Matheson says cooperatives from across the country are pitching in on the rebuilding effort. The head lobbyist for Syngenta says she doesn't expect a farm bill to get finished in the lame duck session of Congress. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the 2024 Syngenta Media Summit in Greensboro, North Carolina.
The current farm bill expired Monday. Mary Kay Thatcher says there were a few smaller provisions that were impacted.
If you happen to be an organic producer, you wouldn't call it small, but in the big scheme of things, small things. But things like crop insurance and SNAP and, you know, the farm program things, those will continue on.
But she tells Brownfield something will have to be done before December 31st.
Realistically, I think especially with this election being so close, I think it's a lot more likely that we once again kick the can down the road and we work at a 2025 farm bill.
Thatcher says if the farm bill is extended again, the new Congress likely won't get to it until later in the year. And then there's a possibility, while a small one, it gets pushed into 2026. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farmers and farm organizations continue to express concerns about USDA's proposed changes to the federal milk marketing order system. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
American Farm Bureau Federation economist Danny Munch told a group of farmers, economists, and industry experts Farm Bureau still wants to see mandatory cost of production surveys to justify any increase in the make allowances. The dollars deducted from milk checks to help cover processing costs.
43 million pounds, but within the survey, the studies, it was between 6 and 7 million pounds.
Munch says the limited information provided by the processors makes it hard to justify any make allowance increase. American Farm Bureau Federation and the American Dairy Coalition are hoping language can be inserted into the new farm bill that would call for mandatory cost of production surveys. In Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Tim Stock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. The bigger sale today and more buyers are coming in. We need round bales to sell. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Coin online only auction ending October 16th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Cars, tools, beer mirrors, salt and pepper shakers, and much more. Online only auction ending October 23rd at 6 p.m. Soft close again. Looking for more info, go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the day sluggish, and cash hogs were steady to lower. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade remained at a standstill Thursday afternoon with just a few bids on the table in parts of Nebraska. Asking prices were being noted at 187 in the south, but still not established in the north. Significant trade volume could likely be delayed until sometime on Friday. At the Sioux Falls Regional Cattle Auction in South Dakota, yearling feeder steers over 800 pounds sold $4 to $6 lower compared to the most recent sale. Feeder heifers over 650 pounds were anywhere from $4 lower to a dollar higher. USDA says there were many load lots of yearlings, along with plenty of smaller strings of both calves and yearlings. Demand was good, especially on the load lots. Feeder supply included 47% steers, and 88% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Boxed beef closed lower, with choice down a penny at $2.99.80 and select down 64 at $2.83.29. The choice select spread was $16.51. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to lower on Thursday, with light closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like the midday bumps in the direct trend and wholesale pork were just that, bumps, with both cash and wholesale business likely having seen their highs for the week. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.92, with a base range of $72 to $76.50. Butcher hogs were steady to higher at the Midwest cash markets. Barrels and gilts were steady at 55, sow steady 51 to 57, boars at 16. At Red Oak, Iowa, barrels and gilts were steady at 51, sows were higher at 66 to 69, boars were priced from 3 to 28. At Illinois, barrels and gilts were steady at 45 to 55, sows steady 56 to 68, boars were priced at 15 to 30. Pork values were lower at the close, down 22 cents at $94.80, and estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were mixed, with boxed beef mixed at midday. Lean hog futures were also mixed on spread trade, questions about sustained domestic pork demand, and the solid week for export sales. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, and why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were down on harvest pressure. November beans were a dime lower at 10.46. January was down 9¾ at 10.64½. December corn is 4¼ lower at 4.28¼. March was down 4 at 4.46 a bushel. Live and feeder cattle were mixed, waiting for that direct trade to get going. December live was down 130 at 186.40. February was 65 lower at 187.75. November feeders were down 42 at 248.12. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and some conflicting demand signals. December lean was down 35 at 76.40. The February contract did hold at 80.15. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The University of Missouri goes all in on regenerative agriculture. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Missouri University Center for Regenerative Agriculture has attracted more than $40 million in grants to make agriculture more resilient in Missouri and beyond. Rob Myers heads the center.
We have these challenging times when food can be in short supply. And as we're facing more extreme weather, more severe droughts, other types of storms that are causing problems for food production, we can't count as much on having that regular food supply as we did in the past. So that's why it's really important to add resiliency to our farming systems. And if we do that, then we go forward, we see these challenging weather conditions, we'll be better able to deal with that and maintain our food supply and hopefully keep food affordable for everyone.
Josh Payne is embracing resilient ag practices on his Concordia, Missouri farm.
Growing up here, I had no special attachment to this place or to this land. What happened eventually when I kind of caught the soil health bug, we realized, man, land regeneration may be one of the most valuable jobs that we have on earth. If you can get soil right, then your crops are more profitable. If you can get soil right, then your animals, everything are more healthy.
The Center for Regenerative Agriculture has farmers controlling hundreds of thousands of farm acres in the state on the path to a more resilient future. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. Don't miss a minute of World Dairy Expo. Can't attend in person? Join virtually on Expo TV. Many farms are cleaning up after Hurricane Helene's damaging winds and rain. Brownfield's Larry Lee has the story.
Anywhere from 12 to 15 inches of rain, 20 plus in some places.
South Carolina Farm Bureau President Harry Ott tells Brownfield the winds brought down many trees.
When those trees fall down, they fall on houses, they fall on barns, cars, fences, poultry houses, you name it. We have got damage almost across the board.
Ott says all but about 10% of the corn has been harvested, and what's left in the northwestern South Carolina fields was flattened and will not be harvested. He says cotton losses are expected.
Wind and rain is not kind to cotton this open, so we are going to lose some cotton.
Ott was part of an American Farm Bureau Federation fall president's meeting, which was held in conjunction with World Dairy Expo. In Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And an extension specialist is encouraging farmers to consider manure when making fall fertilizer plans. Melissa Wilson with the University of Minnesota.
There's a lot of potassium, sulfur, and the micronutrients as well. So I think you are getting a good bang for your buck if you throw a year of manure application onto your fields, because you're replenishing some of those micronutrients and secondary nutrients that you might not often think of, especially with these tight margins.
She tells Brownfield a nutrient analysis is important. Cash dairy prices experienced modest improvements on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Thursday. Dry whey was up a half a cent at 60 and three quarters of a cent. Blacks down 2 cents at 202 and three quarters. Barrels down 3 1/4 at 212. Butter unchanged at 268. Non-fat dry milk down 0.75 cents at $1.34 and three quarters. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
5:45 the time on a Friday. Good morning. Some clouds early this morning, then sunshine and a high of 70. Mainly clear and chilly, a low of 42 tonight. Tomorrow, 80. And for Saturday night, maybe a little bit of rain, a 30% chance anyway, a low of 51. Sunday, partly cloudy to sunny and a high of 65. Right now, WRCO, the air is calm. We have received 4/100ths of an inch of rain. Rain that started early on this morning. And right now we're at our overnight low. It is 48 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise. Today looks like a wonderful October weekend coming up.
There He sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad, that's my boy. B-R-L-F-Q spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad, 'cause that's my boy. Well, you can have your TV and your nightclubs, and you can have your driving picture show. I'll stay here with my little man near. We'll listen to the radio, biding my time and watching Scotty grow. Making a castle out of building blocks and a cardboard box, that's my boy. Mickey Mouse says it's 13 o'clock. Well, that's quite a shock, but that's my boy. In 4 short years, I've gone from rags to riches. And what I did before that, I don't know. So let it rain on my windowpane. I got my own rainbow, and we're sitting here shining, watching Scotty grow. Riding on Daddy's shoulders off to bed, old sleepyhead, that's my boy. Gotta have a drink of water and a story read. A teddy bear named Fred, that's my boy. What's that you say, Mama? Come on and keep your feet warm. Well, save me a place, I'll be there in a minute or so. I think I'll stay right here and say a little prayer before I go. Me and God are watching Scotty grow. Me and God are watching Scotty grow.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He laughed and kissed his mom and said, "You're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause, I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rolled away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand, and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Bill with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round, and wondered at his final words. Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town.
Johnny Cash on the Light in the Milk House Show, WRCO. Tony's weather is coming up this morning. Here's Ray Price.
Don't accuse me of being without feeling. If you do, you know that you're wrong. The other woman isn't prettier than you. The other woman isn't prettier than you, but the other
Ray Price on the Milk House Show from WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison
Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Will a cold front pass through our area overnight, causing a few light showers? As of early this morning, the showers extended from far eastern Iowa through northern Illinois into southeast Wisconsin and moving away from us. High pressure and dry air building in from the northwest will bring us quite a bit of sunshine today. Tomorrow looks like another fairly sunny day, but some clouds building up in the afternoon. As a cold front approaches from the west, we'll have strong south winds ahead of that, up to 25 and 30 miles per hour. The gusty winds will linger into Sunday, and we could catch a few showers Saturday evening as that front moves by, but don't expect too much, maybe a trace or a few hundredths of an inch. The better chance of a quarter inch will stay in northern Wisconsin. So we have a cool Sunday into early Monday, then a beautiful stretch of weather next week with high pressure and control. Should bring us day after day of sunshine and pretty nice temperatures for October. So today, look for cloud cover early, giving way to sunshine. Temperature topping out near 70. North and northeast wind at 5 to 10. Mainly clear and cool tonight, low near 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and turning unusually warm for October, high about 80. South to southeast wind 15 to 25. Saturday night, breezy with a 30% chance of a couple of light showers in the late evening, low at 51. Sunday, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy and cooler, high 65 degrees. On Monday, patchy frost early, mostly sunny and nice. Low 37, high 66. Tuesday, mostly sunny, low 38 with a high of 68. The sunshine sticking around for Wednesday and Thursday. Low temperatures in the lower 40s with highs in the low to mid 70s. Very nice. Have a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Right now, 48 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 74. Also, the record high, 87, set in 1953. Record low, 23 in 1974. Last year's high, 77, and the low, 61. Sunset, 6:38 for this evening. Sunrise time this morning will be at a couple of minutes past 7 o'clock. We have a northwest wind at 1 to 2 miles per hour, and the barometer is steady at 30.28. We picked up 4 one-hundredths of an inch of rain overnight.